This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Massachusetts recently passed a grim milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, the deaths of more than 10,000 residents. Occasionally, we've brought you their stories. And today, we meet Mildred Stopa. The 96-year-old read the newspaper every day, and her family reassured her that while other nursing homes had COVID-19, hers didn't.
And then all of a sudden it did. And she tested positive, and then they put her on the COVID ward. And that was that. We could only visit her on Zoom.
That's Mildred's oldest daughter, Christina Moriarty. In the 1950s, Christina, her sister, and parents lived in Chicopee.
Big yard, very well kept. They had the house of their dreams. Everything was perfect.
She says her maternal grandparents emigrated from Poland and didn't speak any English, so that must have made it difficult for Mildred to assimilate.
She didn't want me to have a Polish accent because I wouldn't fit in America, she felt.
Later in life, married with children, Mildred never allowed Christina to learn Polish.
For me, it was hard, but I think she was, you know, trying to give me a leg up, as it were.
Christina says when she was young, there were deep cultural tensions in Chicopee between the French-Canadian and the Polish. Decades later, and after her divorce, Mildred enrolled in night classes and studied to become a secretary. After retiring as a financial assistance social worker for the state of Massachusetts, Mildred stayed busy, enjoying ballroom dancing, painting, Polish culture, and music.
When she was living on her own and, you know, going out in the world, traveling, going to events, festivals, and lectures, she always had the most beautiful clothing.
Did she have certain colors she preferred?
Oh, my God. She loved the color blue. Everything was blue. Blue. Yeah. It used to amaze me. You know, if she had a choice of buying something, it could be even, you know, something for the kitchen or a plastic spoon. If she had a choice of every color in the rainbow, it would be blue.
Christina's sister, Sheila, who lives across the country, made sure every holiday was marked with bouquets of flowers featuring gladiolas, her mom's favorite flower. After living on her own for many, many years in the stately, custom-built blue home where she raised her family in Aldenville, Mildred sold the house.
I was shocked the person painted it. I thought, no, it's a blue house. No, it was a blue house. Yeah, of course it was a blue house.
Mildred Stopa was 12 days away from her 97th birthday when she died of complications from the coronavirus at Holyoke Healthcare Center. She died on August 8th.